So let's pick it up from the bottom of Mem Hey Mebeis. The mission at the bottom says, Hayamivashal Esa Shlamim. They begin to cook the Shlamim that he brought as the one of the Karbanos, one of the three Karbanos, as the Nazir completes his Nazirus. Oh, Shulkan HaKohen, or their Shulkan is also Lashon of cooking. So they're cooking some form of cooking. I wonder if they explain the difference here. So right, the Mifarish says, Al Shulkan Sheinu Mevushal Yafe. It's not cooked very well, undercooked. Now sometimes the word Shulkan, I believe, means overcooked. It means somehow it's not cooked to the right way, either overcooked or undercooked. So what happens is HaKohen Notel Sazira. The Kohen takes the arm of the animal, the Shamim. Hazura Bishela Minha Ail, he takes the cooked arm from the ram, and then v'chala matzah achas minasal, he takes one matzah from the basket of matzos that the nazir brings, u'rkik matzah achas, and one of the rkik, which is another type of matzah they would bring. We haven't discussed all the different matzos yet. And then v'nosin al kapeh ha-nazir, he would take these three items, the zroa, the chala, the rokik chala, and they place on the kapeh ha-nazir. He placed it on the palm of the Nazir, and Umenifin, and he would wave it together while holding onto the hand of the Nazir. V'acharkach, hutar Nazir, lishos yayin ulutamei lemesim. After he performs this act of waving the hand and waving these items, the Nazir becomes mutter to drink wine, and mutter to be metamei lemes. Misha continues on to Memvav of Nalf and says now, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kevin Shinizrak, Allah Vach Echam Hadamim, Hutar Hanazir Lishos Beyain Ulutame Lemesim. It's not about waving, doing this whole tenufa. It's once they sprinkle the blood of one of the animals, one of the karbanos here, that's what is matir, the individual, the nazir, to drink wine and to be metame mes. So that's machlokas, what's the matir, whether it be the tenufa or whether it be the zirika. So Gemara now says, Tanu Rabbanan, Ve'achar Yishta Hanazir Yain. So that's the pasuk. The pasuk that appears in Nazir, that's the psukim of all the halachas here. So let's look at the side here for a moment. It's Os Aleph. Here we go. So it says Vehinif Osam. The pasuk reads on the side here: Vehinif Osam haKohen Tenufa lefnei Hashem, Kodesh Shula Kohen al Chaza Tenufa al Shoka Chuma va'achar Yishah HaNazir Yayim. After he does the Tenufa, then afterwards he drinks the wine. So what's the good morning, David. How are you? We could get you a Gemara, sure. So again, so the Gemara begins here. Mem vavon alef now tana rabbanon. Va'achar yishteh ha-nazir yayin. So the pasuk reads afterwards. We don't know after what, but after something, then the nazir is permitted to drink wine. So the Gemara explains, achar ha-maisim kulum, after all the necessary actions have been done, the karbanos, the sprinkling of the karbanos, the tenufa, everything, all that has to be done, divrei Rabbi Eliezer, and only after every single item was done, that's when the nazir is permitted to drink wine. That's all according to Rabbi Eliezer. Comes along the Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, achar maisa yechidi. No, you don't need achar kulam, achar yechidi. After one action, after the sprinkling of just one of the animals, that's enough to already to be matir, the nazir. So that's machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer versus the Chachamim. Someone wants to know now, my time ayu derabanan. What's the reason of the rabbanan? They say that it's enough for one action to be done. One sprinkling of the blood is enough to permit the nazir. So they explain that ksiv hacha v'achar yishteh ha-nazir yayin. It says, as we read in the pasuk before, with regards to nazir in Parshas Naso, achar yishteh ha-nazir yayin. Uksiv hasam, it's written elsewhere, achar eskalcho es nizro. Now this pasuk also appears in nazir. It's really the pasuk prior. I'll read the pasuk on the side here. It says, "V'lokacha kohen es hazroa b'sheila min ha'ayil." The kohen takes the arm, the cooked arm from the ram. V'chalas matzah achas min hasal, or kik matzah echad. He takes one matzah from the basket, one of the other cooked matzahs. V'nosna kapi ha'nazir, places them on the palms of the nazir. Achar skalcho es nizru, after he shaves the head. So what's the gezeirah shavah here? The Gemara says it says acher one thing, acher something else. So Gemara explains ma hasam acher ma'is yichidi, afkan acher ma'is yichidi. Just like over there, that other pasuk acher means after one action, after shaving of the hair. So to here it means after one action, sprinkling of the blood. However, there is it considered one action? why is the case of Achar Hiskalcho referring to one action? I guess it's since it specifies Achar Hiskalcho after one shaving, so it's referring to the shaving of the head. So too, when it comes to when is the Nazir permitted to drink wine, Achar one thing, and that one thing we're interpreting to mean one sprinkling of the blood. Fine, so that's how the Gemara explains the opinion of Rabbanan, why after Maisi Chidi, after one action alone, is enough to permit the Nazir to drink wine. But then the Gemara asks, Se'ema Adika Tarvayu, maybe you need both. Where's the Mefarish here? You see the Mefarish there? The Mefarish says, the first narrow line down, Ema Adika Tarvayu, Dima Hasam Acher Taglachas Kedichsev Acher Hiskalcho, Afka Nami Acher Hiskalcho. So, wait a second, the pasuk over there that we're learning from, the whole source, is referring to after the shaving. So maybe here too also, when we're permitting the Nazir to drink wine, it shouldn't be only after the sprinkling of the blood, it should also be after he shaves his hair. You should need both items. Just like over there is referring to after shaving the hair, so to the Nazir, to drink wine should have to be referring to after shaving the hair. So Gemara says, if that were to be the case, Ihachi asks the Gemara, Gezerah Shava Lamli. Then you wouldn't need a pasuk of the Gezerah Shava. Just say Acher Hiskalcho. Just say one place the word Acher, and we'll know it should be after everything's been done. The fact that we have another place that says Acher, to tell me Gezerah Shava, it's telling us a Chiddush. Again, the default would have been that after the Nazir completes all the necessary actions that he's supposed to do, only afterwards would you think that he'd be permitted to drink wine. No one would think you could drink earlier before finishing all the necessary actions. So the Gezerah Shava must be telling us a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush must be that it's enough to, even after one action, only one sprinkling of the blood, only one of the karbanos are sprinkled, that would be enough to allow the Nazir to drink wine. So that's the drasha of Rabbanan, how they prove that after Maisa Yechidi, it's enough for the Nazir to drink wine. The Gemara now says, the two dots, a few lines up from Memvava Manal, five lines up, Amar Rav, Tenufa ben Nazir Ma'akevis. We said in the Mishnah, the lacha was, based on the Pesukim, the Kohen would take the Zeroa of the cooked arm of the aisle, would take a matzah, take another piece of matzah, place it on the kapi Nazir, place it on the palms of the Nazir, and they do this Tenufa up and down, left and right, all around. So the Rav paskins that the Tenufa, this shaking, is Ma'akevis. It's Ma'akeves, the Nazir, from completing his Naziris, and he can't drink wine and he can't be Mitami Mace until he does this Tenufa. And now it's in line with the first opinion of the Mishnah here. So Gemara explains, Aliba Deman, who is the statement of Rav going according to? Ilema Aliba de Rabban. Yeah.
He can't drink?
He can't drink, according to this Rav. He cannot drink until he completes this.
What about if it's after his Kalcha?
So it sounds like from here that you have to wait until the last and final stage of the wave of the Tenufa.
But didn't we just say that you didn't have to wait?
Right, so there are different opinions. So the Mishnah already presented, before you got here, the Mishnah says that one opinion thinks until after Tenufa, until you do the waving of the hand, the waving of the different karbanos. And the other opinion said it's enough to do one sprinkling of the blood. So there are different opinions here. So right, before we were talking about after sprinkling of the blood, now this opinion, Rav says, it's enough after Tenufa, after you shake the... So, the Gemara says, Aliba Deman, who is this going according to? Ilema Aliba de Rabban, is if Rav is coming to qualify one of the previous Tanaim, he's an Amora. So, Rav is coming to qualify, if he's going Aliba de Rabban, according to the Rabbanan, Taglachas Amar Rabbanan, Lom Akve. They hold that Taglachas is not Ma'akev. So, if they hold Taglachas is not Ma'akev, then certainly Tenufa won't be Ma'akev either. If you look at the... there's no Tosos here. I thought there's a Tosos here. No Tosos. So the Rabbanan held before, as long as you do one action, that's enough. They hold that the action of shaving the hair is not necessary for permitting the the Nazir. Excuse me. So too, the Tenufa as well is not going to be Ma'akev either. So again, let's read that again. Ilema aliba derabanan taglachas amir rabban lo makve tenufa mibay. Because taglachas is something that's part of the Nazir itself. It goes on the body of the Nazir. So if the taglachas, which is on the body of the Nazir, is not going to be ma'akev him from drinking wine, so certainly something that's external to the Nazir, namely that of the tenufa, which is completely external to the guf of the Nazir, certainly that won't be ma'akev either. So Rav can't be saying, according to Rabbanan, that the tenufa is ma'akev the Nazir from drinking wine. So Ella, it must be Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Elazar was of the opinion, who said you need to do all the actions. In order for the Nazir to drink wine, he needs to do every single action that the Pasuk and Nasa tells us to do. So if that's the case, the Gemara says, Ella Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer, if Rav is qualifying Rabbi Eliezer, Pshita. Of course you need to do Tenufa. What's the Chiddush? Ha'amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer has a clear statement, Acher Maisim Kulam, until all the actions are done. And included in all the actions, of course, is the Tenufa. So what's Rav coming to add on that we didn't know already from Rabbi Eliezer? So again, Ha'amar Rabbi Eliezer, Maisa Acher Maisim Kulam. Fine. So Rav doesn't seem to fit in. Either according to Rabbanan, you don't need Tenufa, or according to Rabbanan, of course you need Tenufa. So the Gemara explains, Mal the same, but what would you have thought? Kevin de le'inin kapara, shiari mitzvahi, hachanami, lo ta'akev, kamashmalam. So what's the lach? Very interesting and very appropriate for Issu Chag of Sukkos. So just like when it comes to kapara, the lach is, the Gemara in Yuma tells us, that Tenufa is what's called shiari mitzvah, leftover mitzvah. And if you don't, remember if the Gemara is in Yuma, you started from Yuma, you said, right in the beginning of the first parak, the end of the first parak. So, okay. So the end of the first parak talks about that the Tenufa is called the Shiar Mitzvah, the leftover mitzvah. And if you don't do it, it's not Makiv the Kapara. It's not necessary. So the Gemara says, so what's the connection to Sukkos? Because the Gemara also says, just like Tenufa is Shiari Mitzvah, so too the Nanuim that we do with the Luv, just like Tenufa shakes all the Ruchos Ros that are around us, you shake it around, so too the shaking the Lulav, the Gemara in Sukkot and Menachos tells us, shakes away all the Ruchos Ros. That's the connection of Lulav to Tenufa. But the Gemara is telling us here, just like Tenufa, with respect to general Karbanos, is not Makev the Kapara. If you don't do it, you still get Kapara. So too with regards to Nazir, the Havamina is, maybe if you didn't do Tenufa, it wouldn't be Makev the Nazir either. Kamash Malan, Rav comes to emphasize, no, when Rabbi Yehuda says, Achar Maisim Kulam, that you need all the actions, he means even the Tenufa, which normally is not Makev, in this situation by Nazir, the Tenufa in fact is Makev. That's the Kamash Malan of Rav. Okay, says the Gemara now, and Bava Mabez. Umi Ma'akve. Wait a second, is the Tenufa really Ma'akiv the Nazir from drinking wine? V'hatani, the Braisa tells us as follows. Zos Tarasa Nazir, this is the Tarasa Nazir, this is the Klal of a Nazir, and the Pasuk goes on to explain. And the Braisa says, Bein Sheyesh Lo Kapayim, Bein Shein Lo Kapayim. Whether or not the Nazir has a hand, has a palm to do Tenufa, or whether he does not have a palm or hand to do Tenufa, he's going to achieve Kapar and he'll be able to drink wine after that point. So it sounds like even if he doesn't have Kapayim and he cannot perform Tenufa, he would still get Kapara. So we see that Tenufa is not going to be Ma'akev the Nazir. Yivkasha?
No, it just doesn't flow. What is the Zos Torus and Nazir? What does that do with Kapayim?
Right, so the Klal is, apparently, let's see if anyone explains this on the side, what exactly the drasha is. No one's really explaining the drasha here. But it says how Zos Taras HaNazir is a klal. It sounds like it's a general rule. Everyone is subject to being matir, mutter.
What it's referring to the rest of the parasha. Zos Taras HaNazir, I'm going to now delineate to you what you need to do.
Right, I agree. It seems out of context because if you look at the rest of the pasuk, it doesn't even mention Tenufa. So why are they using this drasha to refer to Tenufa? I hear.
And what does that mean, Shein Lokapayim? He doesn't have hands?
Yeah.
The handless Nazir.
Yeah. The Gemara talks about Mitzorah also. Mitzorah doesn't have a hand. Part of the Tara process is putting blood on his thumbs and his ears and his big toes. So if he doesn't have it, the Gemara is talking about what he could do if he can do anything. That's a machlokas. But here it seems across the board, the Braisa says unequivocally that a Zos Taras HaNazir, even if he doesn't have hands, he still could achieve Kapara. He could still achieve Tara. Now, yeah, I think your question is a good question. How does this pasuk really relate to a hand? If the pasuk was talking about Tenufa, I understand. The pasuk on the side reads, Zos Taras HaNazir, this is the rule of the Nazir, Asher Yidur Karbanu Lashem, that he brings a carbon. And there's no mention of Tenufa here anywhere.
The pasuk says, because it says Zos, this, means that every Nazir, no matter what his physical state, has to do this. No matter what his physical state, the following will apply.
So it applies in every single case.
Right. So even if he doesn't have hands, he still gets kapara from the stuff.
And in theory, this list could be longer of other types of. Let's say a nazir can't grow hair. Let's say, so that also would be included, I guess, here lechora any type of nazir.
Right. I think we're going to get to that.
With the nazir, the tzivui is not to grow hair; it's just not to shave it.
Right. But there's a mitzvah to shave afterwards, though, and to use that hair to fuel the fire that you're cooking the shlamim on. So there's a mitzvah to shave afterwards. If you can't perform that mitzvah, maybe we'll see if the Gemara says that, but I'm suggesting maybe even in a situation a person can't grow hair, he would still be considered a nazir because of zos tahas a nazir. Any type of person can be a nazir and can become tahor. Okay, so that's the question. So we see from this braisa that even a person cannot perform tenufa, he still can become tahor. So how then are we saying, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that tenufa is ma'akev? So we could have answered that this braisa is going according to Rabbanan. I'm not sure why we're not. The Gemara doesn't suggest that. Ella, the Gemara says, Hadetanya, the braisa that which says, I must have seen this Gemara before. Ella, Hadetanya, Zos Taras HaNazir, Bein Sheyesh Loseyar, Bein Shein Loseyar, Hachanami Dil Ma'akve. So are we going to go so far to say a person who can't grow hair? Let's say a person can't grow hair at all, so then he shouldn't. Then he can become a nazir, and the mitzvah of shaving hair won't be ma'akev. Of course he has to shave his hair. Of course that's ma'akev if he can't shave the hair at the end. And how do we know that a person must shave his hair at the end to be mekayim the mitzvah of nazir, to be mutter, to drink wine? Hatanya, the braisa tells us, a nazir memoret, apparently nazir memoret is a person who can't grow his hair. Memoret we learned from before was to pluck hair. I guess a nazir memurat probably is the lashon. A nazir who has no hair, it's already been plucked. It doesn't have hair to grow. Beishame omrim, eino tarach lahavir tal rosho. Beishame holds, he doesn't have to pass a razor over his head. He has nothing to shave. It's a meaningless act. And Beis Hillel omrim, tarach lahavir tal rosho. And Beis Hillel holds, he has to, even though there's nothing to shave, he still has to go through the action of putting a razor over his head, even though there's nothing that's being shaved. The Amar Ravina, and Ravina goes on to explain further on this braisa. We'll put everything together in just a moment. My Eino Tzarech Le Beishamai. What does it mean, according to Beishamai, that you don't need to? Eino Tzarech means Ein Lo Takana. Not that you don't have to. Not you have no way. Since you cannot, there's no way of ever allowing this Nazir to become Mutter. Part of the entire process is to shave the hair. And if there's no hair to be shaved, you can never become Tar, according to Beishamai. But we can learn from here, Ha Le Beis Hillel, Yesho Takana. But according to Beis Hillel, if you pass the razor over your head, that will serve as a takana. Even though nothing's being shaved, the tar alone on the head is enough. V'hainu de Rebbe Pedas. Again, we're still going to connect this together. V'hainu de Rebbe Pedas. Amar Rebbe Pedas. Beishamai Rebbe Eliezer. Amru davar echad. That Beishamai Rebbe Eliezer says the same exact thing.
Would that mean if he doesn't have a hand, he has a stump, right?
Mm-hmm.
So would that be his hand?
Right. So that the Gemara talks about with regards to Mitzorah. With regard to Mitzorah, so whether you put the blood on wherever the thumb would be. So in this case, let's say he has no hand, would that serve as the palm? So that might connect to that discussion there, whether the stump would be his palm. The Gemara doesn't address it here. I wonder if the Rishonim do, unless the Gemara addresses it later on. I don't see.
It would be L'shitasa to this Machlokes, no?
Right. Well, it's possible that you could understand the machlokas differently. When Beis Hillel says to pass it over, maybe the mitzvah is not to really shave hair. It's really to have a tar, the razor touch the head.
But you could say there's microscopic hair. You just can't see it.
It could be. Let's say we could ascertain that there's not. There's no hair at all. Zero. Okay. And Beis Hillel seemingly would still say that you still pass the tar. So according to Beis Hillel, the mitzvah might not be, it might be what you're saying. You do the best you could do. So with the stump, you do the best you could do. Or Beis Hillel might hold, the mitzvah of the tar on the head is not to actually cut the hair off necessarily, it's actually to have a razor touch the skin. So as long as it's touching the skin, normally there's hair that's in the way, you remove the hair, and the razor is passing over the skin. If there's no hair, so you just pass it over, you're accomplishing the same thing. That's two ways to explain Beis Hillel's opinion. But what's the overall discussion here? What are we going through right now? So again, we tried proving that Zos Taras HaNazir meant everyone has the opportunity to become Tahor, even a person who doesn't have a hand. And the Gemara said, oh, wait a second, so is that to tell me that a person who has no hair, he could also become Tahor? And we brought this Machlokes Beishamai Beis Hillel. Beishamai holds that he can't become Tahor. If he has no hair, Ein Lo Takana, he has no Takana. So what's the Kasha? We would go according to Beis Hillel, though. Hmm. That's the point. We're saying, according to Beis Hillel, you have to pass the tar over the head. You need to do that act of cutting the hair. So too, by the case of without hands, you need to do something. And since he has no hands, there's nothing to be done. And the tenufa would be ma'akev. That's how we answer the question. Okay, then we'll backtrack.
So the question is ma'akev, right?
Right. Okay. Exactly. So just to review for myself, at least, right. We said before tenufa is ma'akev. Gemara says zos tras nazir, that even if a person has no hands, he can become tahor. So we see tenufa is not ma'akev. And Gemara says not true. Zos tras nazir cannot come to include that case. Because a person has no hair, you have to do an action. See, Beis Hillel says you have to do an action to be matar him. So by the guy without a hand, you need to do an action also. But guy without a hand, there's no action to be done. So we see he's not going to become tar, and the tenufa, in fact, is going to be makeves, his tara of being a nazir. Okay, now what's Tanya Rav Pedas telling us, though? And this is supposed to be a support. The Rav Pedas held. Let's read Rav Pedas again. Behind the Rebbe Pedas, the Amar Rebbe Pedas, Beishamai and Rebbe Elezer Amru Dover Echad. Beishamai and Rebbe Elezer say the same thing. What's the same thing? Well, we just said what Beishamai holds, that a guy without hair, who doesn't grow hair, he has no takana. You can't do anything about it. He's stuck. And what's Rebbe Elezer, which is supposed to be the same halacha as Beishamai? Rebbe Elezer, the Tanya, ain lo. Oh, this is the Gemara we're talking about. Ain lo bohen yad v'regel, if he doesn't have a thumb or a big toe, talking about a metzora, ain lo tara olamas. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer holds that he has no way of becoming tahor forever. You need the thumb, you need the big toe to become tahor. According to Rebbe Shimon, Omer, Yani chenu amakomo, like you said, v'yote, you place on the stump, whatever's there, you do the best you can, and you're yote.
Which is seemingly
Beis Hillel, right? You would think to connect the two. The Gemara doesn't, but according to your understanding, they would be connected. Right.
Which is
fine, because in general, Rabbi Eliezer is called a Shmosi. And the Gemara says he's Shmosi, and Rashi tells us have an argument all over whether Shmosi means he was placed in Shammai, and rather Shamta, he was placed in excommunication, Rabbi Yeshua, or he was a Shammai. He came from Beis Shammai. So this works out well. Rabbi Eliezer goes in accordance with Beis Shammai. So Rabbi Eliezer lines up with Beis Shammai, as you said, Rabbi Shimon lines up with Beis Hillel. And comes along Chachamim Omrim, Ganiach al shel smol v'yotze. Chacham say, no, you don't need to put in the right thumb or the right foot. You put in the left thumb and the left foot. The question comes according to Chachamim. Let's say he has no left foot either. Then what do you do? What comes out from all this, we see that Rabbi Eliezer and Beis Shammai are aligned with each other. And they both hold, if you don't have the necessary part of the body, then there's no takana at all. Okay. Let's keep going. Gemara now says, Lishnachrina, there's a different nusach of how this discussion went, and that goes as follows. It's pretty much going to be, I imagine, a recap of what we saw. Amrila, they said, Amrav said, Tenufa benazir makeves, that the Tenufa, the shaking of the Nazir, the Kape Nazir, is going to be makeves, him from becoming Tahor. So Aliba deman, who is this statement going according to? Ilemed Aliba de Rabbi Elazar Pshita. If you say that Rav is saying according to within the world of Rabbi Eliezer, of course. What's Rav adding on? Ha'amar Rabbi Eliezer, achar maisim kulam. You need all the maisim of the Nazir to permit him. And included in maisim kulam, of course, is a tenufa. So Rav can't be coming to add on to Rabbi Eliezer. We know what Rabbi Eliezer's position is already, that you need everything, even the tenufa. Ella, it must therefore be that Rav is referring to Aliba de Rabbanan. And according to Rabbanan, even though they only require ma'is yechidi, only one action, it's only, all you need is one action to permit the nazir, Rab says you also need the tenufa. So Gemara asks, wait a second, if you're going according to Aliba de Rabbanan, hashta yeshlomar taglachas ami Rabbanan lomakva, tenufa mibay? If Rabbanan hold that the shaving of the nazir's head is not makeves, even if he doesn't shave the hair, he could drink wine, so certainly to tenufa, which is completely external to the gavra, external to him as a person, certainly the tenufa won't be makeves. So what's Rav coming along to say? Within who? Within Rabbi Eliezer or within Rabbanan? So Gemara says, wait a second, milo makva? Is tenufa not makev? Tenufa, of course, is makev. I'll bring you a raya. Like the brayso we saw above, Ahatanya, Zos Teras Anazir. This is the rule of a Nazir, across the board. Bein sheyesh lo kapayim, bein shein lo kapayim. Whether the Nazir has hands, whether the Nazir doesn't have hands, the tenufa is going to be makeves. So if Vade's makeves, who would ever think that it's not makeves? Se'ela, wait a second. Is Tanufa really Makabes? Could you really bring such a rule or such a drasha from Zos Terasa Nazir? Elahatatanya, the Brisa tells us, Zos Terasa Nazir, this is the rule of the Nazir. Bein Shein Yesh Lo Sear, Bein Shein Lo Sear, whether he has hair, whether he doesn't have hair, he's going to be Yotzi. He's going to be, he'll become a Nazir and become Tahor. So we see from here that, So too here, are we going to suggest a person who doesn't have hair, he'll be ma'akev, the taglachas will be ma'akev? The Hatanya, the Raisa tells us that a nazir memurat, the nazir who can't grow hair, beishami omrim eino tzarech lahavir tar al rosho, you don't need to shave or pass a razor over his head, ubeishil omrim tzarech, and you have to. And Amar Ravina, Rebbe Avina rather, he qualifies, what does it mean, my tzarech lebeishil, tzarech ve'ein lo takana, different interpretation than before. Beis Hillel this time says you need to pass a razor over the head and you can't. You need that. It's a chiv. You must do that. But since he has no hair to shave off, according to this understanding of Beis Hillel, the guy is stuck according to Beis Hillel. And according to Beis Shammai, yeshu takana. But according to Beis Shammai, you have a takana. This is a complete opposite of the understanding of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel than what we said before. Up until now, it's been exactly the same. But the final difference is, what does Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel come out with? So according to Beis Hillel, in the first cases, you need to do something, and passing a razor over the head would be enough. According to this Lishna, you need to do something according to Beis Hillel, and passing the razor over would not be enough, and you're stuck forever, according to this Beis Hillel. And Beis Shammai says, no, yesho takano, even though the guy has no hair, you could simply pass a razor over the head, and that's enough. And this mandamer will come out is, upligi de Rebbe Padas. And this goes against Rebbe Padas, because Rebbe Padas held that Beis Shammai and Rebbe Eliezer were aligned with each other, which made sense according to the first opinion. Why? Rebbe Eliezer is a given. The given is that Rebbe Eliezer holds, if the Mitzor is missing a part of the hand, he has no Takana. And that lines with Beis Shammai, who also says there's no Takana. That only works in according to the first Lishna. But according to the second Lishna, where Beis Shammai says you can do something even though he has no hair, that goes against Rebbe Eliezer, who says you can't do anything, and that this Lishna goes against Rebbe Padas' understanding of Rebbe Eliezer and Beis Shammai. Again, but Rebbe Padas thinks Beis Shammai and Rebbe Eliezer align with each other completely. They're equal. According to this Lishna, it comes out Beis Shammai is different than Rebbe Eliezer, and that would argue on Rebbe Padas. Fine. Let's keep going. The new Mishnah. And the Mishnah tells us, Gilach al hazevach v'nimsa pasul. Let's say you shave the hair, you bring the karbanos. At which stage are you shaving the hair here? Let's see. So Nazir brought one of the karbanos. And after completing the karbanos, he's supposed to shave his hair. So he brings one animal, one zevach, one karban, and then he shaves his hair. And then nimsa pasul. And then it turns out that the carbon, that carbon that he brought was pasul. So it never really was matir in the first place. So what's halacha? Turns out that taglachso psula, his shaving of the hair was pasul also, because he never really had a carbon that was brought. The carbon that was brought was pasul. Uzvachav lo alulo, and all the carbons that he already had brought, is not work, doesn't work either. He has to start all over again. So he has to start 30 days over again. The entire 30 days of his counting of Naziris is completely out the window. And he needs to start all over again. He did the shaving incorrectly. It wasn't his fault. He thought it was a kosher animal. Turns out the animal was pasul. Then the Mishnah says, Gilach al-Achatas shelo lishma. So the lach is that Achatas needs to be brought lishma. It's the first Mishnah in Zvachim. The first Perek of Zvachim talks about this. So he shaves his hair on a Achatas that was brought by a Kohen. But this chatas was brought, shelo lishma, it didn't have the proper kavana, the proper lishma that was needed. It was done for, as the Mefarsh gives an example, shelo lishem chatas. It was brought not for the purpose of a chatas, it was brought for a purpose of an ola, let's say. So then, v'charkach hevi karbanos of lishman. And then after bringing that chatas, shelo lishman, he brings the other karbanos, the ola and the shlamim. Let's review. The nazir has to bring three karbanos, a chatas, a shlamim, and an ola. So the chatas was brought shelo lishma, but the ola and the shlamim were brought lishma. And then what goes on, the Mishnah says, taglachaso psula, vizvachav lo alulo. And he shaved his hair at, whoops, oh boy. He shaved his hair afterwards. So then the halacha is, I got the tissues here, thank you.
is happening?
7:40 is, okay, so again, back to the case here. So again, the case is, there are three carbonos to be brought. The chatas happens to be brought shelo lishma. The ola, the shlamim are brought lishma. And then he shaves his hair. The Mishnah tells us that psula, taglachasa psula, his shaving of the hair is disqualified since the chatas was brought incorrectly. And his zvachim, the other two that were brought, the ola and the shlamim, and the chatas as well, are also don't qualify. He needs to start all over again. The same would be true also, even if any of the other kabbalas were brought shelo lishman. Lav dafka chatas. If he brought the ola shelo lishman, or if he brought the shlamim shelo lishman, that too would disqualify the shaving of the hair and all the kabbalas. Mishnah says, two wide lines down in the end of the daf here, gilach al ha'ola o al ha'shlamim shelo lishman. Let's say he shaved the hair on the ola or the shlamim as well that were not lishma. V'charkach hevi karbonos of lishman, and then brought the other karbonos lishman. This too would be the same halacha, taglachasa psula v'zvach v'lo alula. All the same cases here. Whenever one of the karbonos had brought some type of psul there, it would disqualify the karbonos, and if he were to shave his hair, it would ruin it. Comes along Rabbi Shimon Omer, osa zevach lo alula. That carbon only that carbon that was done the shelo lishma, that chatas that was shelo lishma, only that chatas is thrown out the window. But the other karbanos that were brought lishma, the olo that was brought lishma, or the shlomim that was brought lishma, that would still be a good karban. What comes out is that Rav Shimon holds that each karban is viewed independently, as opposed to the Tanakhama views them as one package. If one of them are puzzle, then the other ones are going to be puzzle as well. Then the Mishnah concludes, v'im gilach ashlashtan, v'nim se'echar mem kasher, taglachasso ksheira ve'yavi shar kuzvachim. So, wait, this is going back on all of them now. Interesting. I'll tell you what it means, but I'm not sure how it fits up with the first line of the Mishnah here. But let's say he shaves on all three. He brings all three karbanos, and turns out one of the karbanos are kasher. The other two are pasul. But at least one of them are kasher. His taglachas was a good taglachas, and all he has to do is bring the other karbanos. The first case of the Mishnah was...
Well, this is Reb Shimon. It's a different
man. Well, I think it's going back to the both of them now. I'm not sure.
It's going back on everybody.
On everybody. So I think the difference is... Yeah. So I think the first case of the Mishnah was if he brought one carbon and shaved only after one carbon, and that one carbon was pasul, then his shaving was pasul. This case is where he brought all three, and since one of them were kasher... Even though the other two were possible, then it's a good shaving.
So why that's exactly what Rabbi Shimon said.
Rabbi Shimon said that he never spoke about the shaving, whether he owed to the shaving. L'chore, he would allow the shaving to work.
Well, he says it's only one. Does it matter? Is it the number of karbanos that are no good?
No, as long as the...
Shimon says only one carbon is good. The rest of them, the one... If you brought three, two were good. One wasn't.
Right, according to Rabbi Shimon...
Right, this one, if you bring three and one of them was good, it's the opposite.
Right. So Rabbi Shimon would agree to this case. This is a chiddush to the Tanakh. Rabbi Shimon would say, let's say without even shaving.
It seems to be more radical. Because the two that are no good.
This is...
it's a more radical statement, I think.
No, because Rabbi Shimon would say, I think lichachila. If let's say you brought one, and the other zvachim were you brought one that was pasul, and the other two that were kasher, you are yotze the two that were kasher. Rabban hold your pasul. All of them are pasul. All three are pasul.
Right.
The only time. Rabban hold that the two work, even though one was pasul. If you shaved, if you did a shaving, even if two, right? Even if two are pasul, if you shaved before ever knowing if it's pasul, and the shaving you brought three.
Depends on the dasa. You find out it's pasul after.
I think it's dependent when you find out. Let's say you brought three and one's pasul according to Rabbanan before you actually shaved.
That's what Rashi says. First he.
It's only because you shaved, I believe.
What is the first word in Rashi there? Sasa means he shaved, right?
There mean
where to? What is
stam? He just brought three stam. Didn't have any kavana of lishma shelo lishma. He just brought them stam.
No, but did he shave yet or not?
No, not yet. I don't think yet.
So then.
Sorry. No, it is im gilach ashloshen. If he shaved on three of them, he brought all three and shaved, and after shaving, he found out that one of them was pasul. So then, since he already shaved and one of them were kosher, the shaving works b'dieved. That one carbon that was kosher works, and the other two have to be replaced.
So if all three would puzzle,
then it wouldn't work.
Then it wouldn't work.
Exactly.
You need something.
You need one kosher and one shaving. But let's say...
How does the Tanakhama learn that?
Tanakhama's case originally was... These are the scenarios. Let's say you bring one carbon, and it's puzzle. You shaved on that one carbon, and it was puzzle afterwards. Shaving wasn't good, because the shaving was on a puzzle carbon. Let's say the next case of the Mishnah was, let's say a person...
Why can't you say it was no good because he didn't bring three?
You didn't... Well, because they require... All you need apparently is only one good carbon to do the shaving on. You have two obligations. One is to shave, and one is to bring three carbonos. The shaving doesn't require all three carbonos to be kosher, apparently. It's enough to have one carbon that's kosher to permit a permissible shaving. But you still have the outstanding obligation of bringing the other carbonos.
What's the chiddush of the last line?
The chiddush of the last line is one would think that since two of the three are possible, maybe the taglachas wouldn't work either.
I would say that if you have to bring three kavanas and you brought the two were no good, it's no worse than not bringing them.
Right. So let's go through the cases again here. The first line of the Mishnah was if you shave on one carbon and that one carbon's possible, the shaving's no good. There's only one possible. Fine. The next case was, let's say you shaved on a shelo lishma. Again, the idea is that the shaving has to be at least on one good carbon. That's what it boils down to. So the first scenarios of the Mishnah were all situations...
Quick question. Yeah. What is the psul? The psul was that it wasn't lishma?
It could be any psul. The Mishnah gave an example of shelo lishma. It could also be there was missing a leg.
Wouldn't you know that immediately?
You would, but let's say they didn't check. They're supposed to check, but let's say they didn't.
Who brings it?
No, I know that, but so
he doesn't tell him. He has it in his mind. How does the Nazir know what the Kohen's thinking? He says...
The Kohen should say, you know something, whoops, I messed up.
Well, meanwhile, I shaved my head.
Maybe it could happen. Again, you're right, it shouldn't really happen. They should have had the right... But if it happened, the Gemara's talk about play times where things happen which we, you know, shouldn't happen and we don't expect to happen. But if it happened, Gemara's talking in theory.
Another kind of psul would be a mum, right?
Be a mum, yeah.
But a mum that is only nikkur after the shkita.
You could it'd be a tray for that. The mum has to be a mum for kachim has to be mum shabagol. It has to be apparent.
So,
but it could be a mum they missed a mum. Maybe I don't know. There's so many mum they have to check. They're supposed to check them. They missed one. Whatever the case is, they found it afterwards. It was possible. What we're learning here, all the previous cases of the Mishnah were that. Where the shaving was done on one carbon that was pasul. They brought a chata shelo lishma.
Is it not responsible? Someone had to bring a carbon and the Kohen messed up. The guy has to bring another carbon?
Yeah, the Gemara's talking about it. The Kohen did this
lechachila. They're expensive, these things.
He's a mazik. The Gemara talks about him being a mazik. If the Kohen's mefagel, which is pigel, he has the wrong intention, he's called a mazik. He might not be responsible because there's no real damage. He didn't really do something physically. It was in the machshava. But it's still, it's considered a mazik. There's an iser involved. Happens to be the one who loses out is of course the it's hezek sheino nikar. It's called. The Gemara's in Gittin talk about this. It's unrecognizable hezek. Now let's finish the Gemara. We're running out of time. So Gemara says, "Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava Zosameris." The Gemara begins. It's already 45. Wow. Zosameris Kesava Rabbi Shimon Nazir Shegilach Al Shalmei Nedava Yotza. A per Nazir who shaves on a Shalmei Nedava, he's Yotze. Now, maybe let's stop here. I don't want to run through this. Let's stop here. We'll pick this up tomorrow, Mir Tashem. And, fine. Beautiful. Okay, let me catch downstairs.